This is The Record from KUOW with Ross Reynolds. I'm Marcy Silman. Heroin use is on the rise in Washington state, and the drug is no longer confined to major urban centers. Most recently, Thurston County officials met to discuss increased heroin use in Olympia and surrounding areas. Almost all of the heroin here comes from Mexico. Demand is high, supply is strong. Caleb Banta-Green is a research scientist at University of Washington's Alcohol and Drug Abuse Institute. He studies drug use trends in our region. Hello.
Hi.
Why is heroin use on the rise here?
So it's the age-old story of supply and demand, as you began to allude. We've had heroin around for a long time, and we've had a tremendous increase in prescription-type opiates over the last 15 years, although that's begun to wane over the last 4 to 5. And those are things like Vicodin, Percocet, OxyContin. And those were initially increased because of concerns about under-treating pain, and that pendulum is definitely swinging back the other way. And what's happened is people like opiates. Some people really like them, some don't. And so the people who are now getting exposed to them would never have been exposed.
So are you saying that these opiates, these prescription opiates, are sort of like a gateway to heroin?
For some people, for people who are abusing prescription opiates and cannot get them, they may switch over to heroin. For a person who is taking opiates for a chronic pain condition, for an acute pain condition that's being well managed, that is staying on a stable dose, that maybe is doing other things like physical therapy and counseling and such, those people may be just fine and stable on those medications. But what's happened with prescription opiates, and we began asking this in 2006 on the adolescent survey, 10th graders, about 9% of them had used prescription opiates to get high in the past month.
So recreationally.
So I wrote the question. The question was, have you used prescription type opiates to get high in the past month? And it's about 9% of 10th graders. And so we know that people are using it to get high. That number actually went down for the first time in 2012. So as prescribing started getting reined in around 2008, 2009, the diverted market kind of dried up.
I'm talking with Caleb Banta-Green of the University of Washington. Are you saying that as the prescription supply went down, the percentage of people using heroin went up?
For people who were abusing prescription-type opiates and could no longer get them, some of those people did, in fact, switch over to heroin. That sounds kind of incredible to people, but I think there's a couple things to keep in mind. To the brain, heroin and something like oxycodone are virtually identical. So they're biological substitutes. They're the same thing. But the availability of those really got dried up. We're talking about people who maybe were already snorting OxyContin or shooting OxyContin, injecting it, switching over to heroin. Because at that point, they're biologically essentially the same, but it might cost 10% as much to use heroin as a pharmaceutical. That not only is it expensive, but you may not even be able to get it anymore.
I'm talking about increased use in heroin across the state of Washington. Are there specific places or segments of the population where you have seen a spike in usage?
Well, almost all of the increase is among 18 to 29-year-olds. So looking at people coming into drug treatment for the first time across the state, a decade ago, about 23% of those people were in that young adult group. It's now 64%. So the majority of people who are coming into treatment for the first time for heroin are young adults. And that is happening across the entire state. We see some places that are higher than others, Southwest Washington, for instance, the northern segment around Whatcom County, Bellingham. But we're certainly seeing it in eastern Washington as well. Prescription opiates are, of course, available everywhere because they're prescribed and then potentially diverted. And that heroin supply has begun to meet that demand.
Are there particular concerns, aside from the fact that heroin is illegal, specific concerns about heroin use as opposed to the prescribed opiates?
Absolutely. So heroin being an illicit drug has unknown purity. And so the average purity of heroin around here nowadays is about 5%. But we often see heroin that's 30%. So imagine you're taking your oxycodone and you take 100 milligrams a day, and then one day you take 600 milligrams. A six-fold increase in dose. Same thing can happen with heroin. So it's unknown purity. The vast majority of it, as you mentioned, is from Mexico. It's a black tar that is injected. So infectious disease, hepatitis C in particular, HIV is actually quite low around here for injection drug users because we've had robust syringe exchange programs since the late 80s. Those are actually undergoing a lot of challenges right now in terms of funding and staffing and syringe exchanges. So there are issues around not knowing what you're getting, which relates to overdose. There's infectious disease related to injection. And then the thing about overdose that's very nice is Washington State actually now has a law that helps support people responding to prevent overdose and to respond to overdose. And so if a person has an overdose and an ambulance is called in time, the ambulance is going to give them naloxone, which is an antidote. That antidote is now available legally to anybody in Washington State who is at risk for having or witnessing an overdose. So I picked up this antidote as a person at risk for witnessing an overdose at Kelly Ross Pharmacy.
Really?
I walked into the pharmacy and said, I would like to purchase this. And they gave me overdose education, and I purchased some take-home naloxone. It's also very important for people to know that Medicaid pays for this take-home naloxone, and it's available free in some places.
We have seen over the past, I'd say, probably two or three decades, a sort of pendulum effect with heroin. Mm-hmm. Why now are we seeing this influx of black tar from Mexico?
We've always seen black tar. Black tar is what we've always had. I was just looking at an article from 1968 talking about black tar heroin in the Seattle area. So black tar is not what's new. What's new is that there's demand for it across the state, and that supply is meeting that demand. But what I think is really important is there are, of course, things that people can do. I mentioned this antidote drug, naloxone.
Right.
We host a website at my institute, stopoverdose.org, where people can get information around Washington State's law, around naloxone, find out where to get it, learn how to prevent and recognize an overdose, and also understand about the Good Samaritan law. If I have an overdose and you're with me and you call 911, we both get immunity from drug possession charges. And we think that's really important for people to know, particularly probably young adults who have no firsthand experience with law enforcement, and you know the lack of knowledge often leads to sort of excess fear.
So if you're with a friend, friend ODs, call 911.
Never let anybody sleep it off, whether it's alcohol, heroin, Valium, whatever it is.
Caleb Banta-Green, research scientist at University of Washington's Alcohol and Drug Abuse Institute. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
It's The Record on KUOW.